When CVRF said they were no longer going to support their commercial fishing program, they meant it.
We need cranes to offload the boat.
That's Warren Jones, manager of the Native Corporation in Quinnahock. He says the village cannot process fish or even transport it without CVRF equipment right now.
We need forklifts to get the totes on the truck, stuff like that. Run them up to the airport. We need the ice machine to keep the fish chilled.
CVRF told the village they were not allowed to use equipment once used for the fisheries operation in Quinnahock. Jones says he didn't expect this, and now he's worried that the deal is dead.
I mean, it's affecting hundreds of fishermen and their families along with the processors. I mean, last chance for them to make money, and now they can't do it.
Others in the village are more optimistic. Michelle Matthews, city administrator, is putting together another plan just hours after getting the news.
Yeah, I've kind of been tasked to deal with this right now, and I just called Trident Seafoods to see if they have a floating vessel, a processing vessel that can come and process our fish.
She's unsure if this will work, and even if she solves that problem, she'll have another one.
But then they'd have to be flown out, which kind of puts us in another bind because we don't know who's going to be able to fly it out.
Talks with the brokers will continue till the end of the day, but Matthews thinks it's unlikely that it'll be resolved by then. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.